السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well. إن شاء الله today we are going to continue where we left off from ayah number 62 to ayah number 66. And we'll start first with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 62, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وترى كثيرا منهم يسارعون في الإثم والعدوان وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يعملون لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحت لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان ينفق كيف يشاء وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين ولو أن أهل الكتاب آمنوا واتقوا لكفرنا عنهم سيئاتهم ولأدخلناهم جنات النعيم ولو أنهم أقاموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليهم من ربهم لأكلوا من فوقهم ومن تحت أرجلهم منهم أمة مقتصدة وكثير منهم ساء ما يعملون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 62 to ayah number 66. For our theory part of our class, we will continue where we left off from the topic of mudud. And in this topic, in the last class, we covered the topic of mad wajib al-muttasil. So this was a type of mad fari'i. This is a type of mad count that is longer than two. So this is going to be either 4, 5, or 6. Mad wajib muttasil, as we learned, is going to be a mad that is 4 to 5 vowel counts. And this is going to be بسبب الهمزة. It is going to be because of a hamza. So this med is here because the letter after that med, the alif, waw, or ya med, is a hamza. So it is بسبب الهمزة. And we learned that this is med wajib because it is fard to recite this med. It is wajib, it is mandatory to lengthen this for the full 4 to 5 counts, no matter which recitation you are following. So in any recitation, it must be lengthened for 4 to 5 counts. Therefore, it is wajib. And it is al-muttasil because it is wasala, it is connected together within that same word, meaning the med and the hamza are both found within the same word. This was med al-wajib, al-muttasil, that we covered in the previous class. Now today we are going to do the next med, which we have already introduced a little bit, and this is med al-ja'iz munfasil. So we have covered this a little, so inshallah we will go a little bit more in depth with this type of med. Now med wajib muttasil and med ja'iz munfasil are both opposite meds. So both of these mudud are going to be complete opposites of one another. So one is wajib, meaning that it is fard. The other one is ja'iz, meaning that it is not fard. It is something that you can do if you would like to. It is not fard to do this. It is not compulsory. It is not obligatory. You do not have to recite this med in certain types of recitation. So therefore, one is wajib, one is fard, one is mandatory, and the other one is ja'iz, meaning allowed. You do not have to read this full 4 to 5 counts in every type of recitation. So that is the first difference. One is wajib, one is ja'iz. One is wajib, one is fard, the other is ja'iz, one is allowed. The second type of difference is al-muttasil and al-munfasil. Now the word al-muttasil is from the word wasala, meaning to connect. And as we learned in this med here, the med and the hamza are both within the same word. They are connected together within the same word. And al-munfasil is the opposite of that, from the word fasala, meaning to connect or to break. So fasala, meaning that the med and the hamza are separated within two words. So the med is at the ending of one word and the hamza is at the beginning of the next word. So the hamza and the med are not together within the same word. They are not joined or connected together within the same word. Instead, they are separated by the different words. So one is at the end of one word and the other is at the beginning of the next word. So here, these are both opposites. Muttasil, meaning in one word, connected together. Munfasil, separated, meaning that they are not connected together. Now, for both wajib and ja'iz meds, they are both 4 to 5 counts. So they are both going to be 4 to 5 counts. One of them is not longer than the other. So if we are reciting, such as our recitation in Hafsan Asim, we recite all of these meds 4 to 5 counts. Now I mentioned that med ja'iz, in certain types of recitation, it is not read for the full 4 to 5 counts. So you may have heard that a sheikh, especially when reciting in Taraweeh, when he is reciting a little bit faster, some sheikhs have a faster type of recitation. So in those types of recitation, you may have heard that he does not pull this med for the full 4 to 5 counts. You may hear that he's only pulling it for 2 counts, and you may have wondered that why was he only pulling it for 2 counts when this is a med sign here. So the reason for this is that in certain recitations, you are allowed to pull this for only 2 counts. You do not have to pull the full 4 to 5 counts. But in our recitation, which we are studying in Hafsan Asim, we will recite 4 to 5 counts. And this makes it a little bit easier that anytime we see that sign of med, we will always recite at least 4 counts. This makes it much easier. That way, even if we don't remember any of the rules or someone does not know any of the rules, then by looking at this med, he will know that this is 4 to 5 counts. So for us as well, because we are reciting all of them the same number of counts, 4 to 5 counts, this makes it a little bit easier. But as a side note, med ja'iz and med wajib, both of them are the same number of counts. So just because one is wajib and one is ja'iz does not mean that one of them is shorter or longer than the other one. Instead, both of them are going to be recited the full 4 or 5 vowel counts, depending on your speed and depending on which count you have decided on. So this is ja'iz, meaning that it is not fard in every case, it is allowed. Again, in Hafsan Asim, the recitation that we are studying and that most of us follow, we will recite full 4 to 5 counts. So you will not hear me lengthening this any more than that, or you will not hear me shortening this any more than that. You may hear other shuyukh recite it as a 2 count med, but for our recitation that we are studying, we will stick to 4 to 5 counts. So for both of these, they will sound the same. They will both be 4 to 5 counts, but it will just be a difference of the type of med. So again, like it was mentioned, when we studied the word munfasil from the word fasala, meaning they are disconnected, the med is at the end of one word and the hamza is at the start of another word, meaning that they are separated, they are not within the same word. And an example of this is the word bima unzila, as we see in Surah Al-Baqarah. Bima unzila, bima is one word. Bima, with what? Unzila, it was sent down. So this is another word. These are not the same word. So in the end of the first word, bima, we see that there is a med with an alif. And then the second word, there is unzila, which is a hamza. So here we have a hamza followed, we have a med followed by a hamza. But the difference here in munfasil is that it is not within the same word. It is fasala, it is disconnected. So they are in different words. So this is the difference here between these two meds. One is in one word and this one, munfasil, is in between two words. It is disconnected. Same thing here, we have qalu amanna. So here qalu is one word. They said, amanna, we believe. So here, this is two words. Qalu, we see there is a waw med. Amanna, there is that hamza in the next word. So here we see that med and hamza are munfasil, they are disconnected. And then in another example, we see wafi anfusikum. Fi is in. This is one word. And at the end, we see that there is that ya med. Anfusikum. Here we see that there is a hamza at the beginning of the word. Again, these are two separate words. Therefore, this is al-munfasil, meaning that it is in separate words. So in all of these accounts, we are going to make this full 4 to 5 counts. But just keep in mind that in certain recitations, you are allowed to lengthen this only for 2 counts. Now, something that is very important to note about Mad al-Munfasil is that there is something of, not an exception, but just something to keep an eye out for. We did cover this a little bit in the previous class because we saw one of these words. So it should be a little bit familiar, but inshallah we'll point this out anyways. So an important note about Mad Munfasil is that they are when the Mad and the Hamza are in separate words. Now, in certain cases, the words are written together, meaning that they look like it is one word, but it is actually two words. Therefore, it is not mad munfasil. Sorry, it is not mad muttasil. It is not one word. It is mad munfasil, meaning that it is disconnected. So depending on which type of med it is, this is going to tell you if you are allowed to lengthen this for only 2 counts, or if you have to recite for the full 4 to 5 counts. So for us, because we are doing Hafs and Asim, again, meaning that all of our meds are going to be consistently 4 or 5 counts, it does not matter as much. But for someone who follows a different type of recitation, who wants to recite med munfasil as a 2-count med, then for him, it is very important that he knows this rule. Because otherwise, he could be making this med 4 to 5 counts, or he could be shortening different types of med that are not meant to be shortened. So it is important to know this rule. The rule is that there are 2 words that are separate words. They are words on their own, but when they are put together in a word, they look like one word. And when I show you these examples, this will make a little bit more sense. These 2 words are ya and ha. Now, these 2 are letters, but they are actually words as well. Ya is harf nida. Nida means to call. So when we say ya, this is saying oh. So when we say ya ayyuha, oh you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, oh you who have believed. So ya is its own word. It is harf nida. It is a way of calling. It is oh. It is calling someone. So harf nida, ya, is its own word. Even though it looks like it's only one letter, it is its own word. It is a separate word. So when we have the phrase ya ayyuha, when it is written, it is looking like one word. Ya ayyuha looks like one word. You will not see ya is a separate word, ayyuha is a separate word. You will see ya ayyuha written together, connected together. But when we look at the translation, ya ayyuha, o you who. Now these are separate words. So ya is a separate word, ayyuha is a separate word. Now because they are separate words, this is going to be munfasil, fasala. It is madja'iz munfasil. Meaning that in certain cases, you may hear that the sheikh is reciting and he says, ya ayyuha, ya ayyuha. He only recites for 2 counts. And you may be confused that why is he reciting only 2 counts? This is mad a wajib. It is مد واجب متصل. He has to recite longer than that. And you may be confused, why is he only making this two counts? So the reason for this is that ya is a harf nida. It is an exception, or not an exception, just something to be cautious of mad munfasil. This is mad munfasil, meaning you are allowed to read this as a two count mad. And also in the word ya ulil albab, here we have ya uli. Ya is a four count mad. Uli, here we have that hamza. Now it may seem like this is one word. Ya uli is written together. But when we look at the meaning, ya is o, uli is the ones who possess, the possessors. Ya uli, o possessors. Now this is two separate words. This is not one word. Even though they may be written together and they may appear as one word, it is not one word. They are two separate words. So this is going to be mad jaiz munfasil. Again, you may hear that some shuyukh recite this as a two count mad. Ya uli. And they'll only say this for two counts. They will not lengthen for the full 4 to 5 counts. Another example of this. So first we have ya, which is harf nida. It is the term of calling, a word that is used for calling. That's its own separate word. And the second separate word is ha. And ha is harf tanbiya. Ha is harf tanbiya. So ha means this. So in Arabic, we have this word ha. Ha with an alif. Now, when it is written together within a word, it appears as if it is one word, but it is actually two separate words. So, for example, when we have the word ha antum, it is written together. It appears as one word. When we look at the meaning, ha antum, are you the ones who? Ha antum, are you the ones who? So here, this is two words. Two separate words. Ha is one word, antum is a separate word. Even though it is written together and it looks like it appears together, these are two separate words, therefore it is madja is munfasil. And again, you may hear that a sheikh is reciting and he says, ha antum, ha antum. He only recites two count mad. He is not pulling the full 4 to 5 counts. And the reason for this is that it is mad munfasil, madja is. Another example, ha ula'i. So here we have ha and we have the word ula. Now ha ula'i is written together. It appears as if it is one word. Ha ula'i. Now what we see, ha ula'i, are these the ones who? These are two separate words. Ha is one word. Ula'i is a separate word. Even though they are written together, they are written connected together, they are not the same word. Instead, they are separate words. Ha ula'i. And in this case, you will note that again, some shuyukh recite this as a two-count mad. Ha-ula-i. Ha-ula-i. So the first mad, they recite as a two-count mad. The reason why it is a two-count mad is because it is mad ja'iz. It is not fard to recite. It is ja'iz to recite it for two counts. Ula-i. This one, they must recite 4 counts. And the reason for this is that this is mad muttasil. It is in the middle of the word. It is connected together. The alif and the hamza, the alif mad and the hamza are both in the same word. So they are connected together. So here we see that one that is munfasil can be recited 2 counts. And the one that is muttasil can be recited a full 4 to 5 counts. And it has to be recited full 4 to 5 counts. Okay, so this is one of the things to be cautious of when it comes to mad jaiz. For us, it does not matter as much, again, because we are studying hafs and asim, meaning that we do not have to recite this 2 counts. We will recite everything 4 to 5 counts. But for other reciters, or if you yourself were curious that you have listened to a recitation and the imam is not reciting all of the mudud, there is a sign of mad, and we learned that we have to make all of these signs of mad 4 count, but the sheikh is reciting and he only makes it 2 counts. So you're wondering why he does that. And the reason now is because this mad is mad ja'iz munfasil. So if a sheikh is seeing a 4 count mad and does not recite it as a 4 count mad, it is because it is probably mad ja'iz. Is munfasil. It is not fard to recite for the full mad, and it may be that he is following a different recitation. So again, this is just something to be cautious of. Because we are students of Tajweed, we should know this rule as well. But again, we will stick to our general rule in this class that anytime we see that sign of Mad, that squiggly sign of Mad, we will recite at least 4 to 5 counts. So regardless of whatever type of mud it is, even if you do not remember the names of this mud, they do sound very similar. And I myself honestly would always forget which one was which. So even if you are forgetting which type of mud it is, I don't know if it's munfasil, I don't know if it's muttasil, I don't know if it's wajib, I don't know if it's jaiz. Even if you don't remember, we will follow this general rule that as long as we see that sign of mad, we will recite a full 4 to 5 counts. Depending on your speed of recitation, you can do 4. If you recite a little bit slower, you can do 5. So do at least 4 counts for these signs of mad. And then if you were wondering why some shuyukh recite this as a 2-count mad when it is meant to be a little bit longer, then now you know the reason. It is because it is mad ja'iz, meaning that it is not fard to recite. So in certain types of recitation, especially when it is a speedy type of recitation, meaning like in taraweeh, or when an imam is trying to finish the recitation fast, then he will recite a little bit faster, and therefore he will drop some of these mudud to kind of save a little bit of time and to make his recitation a little bit faster. So inshallah, we will stop here for today. And then in the next class, we will continue from the next type of mad. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.